Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mosaic Station. I'm Michael Ladson, so I'm going to be one of the people talking. My gender pronouns are he, him, his, they, them, theirs, no particular order. And how I racially, ethnicity identify as a Blasian or a multiracial, multiethnic, more specifically Black and Asian, or more specifically from that, African-American, and Thai.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and my ethnic background is Mexican, Filipino, and Native.
And then I'll be the third speaker. My name is Anoop. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and my ethnic background is a little mixed. I identify as Indian, more specifically Punjabi. I'm also Hispanic and Latina.
All right, so why does everyone self-identify with their own race slash ethnicity? So it seems like for myself, I'm multiracial, I identify as multiracial, multiethnic, so I like people know right off the gate. How do you all do that? Just because seems like you stick to more towards one. I mean, you're not afraid to bring up the other one, but mm-hmm. Seems like there's a prominent one.
Yeah, for sure. My parents raised me Indian, so Asian American. Mostly, religiously, I was raised Sikh, also went to way more, Punjabi kind of events. My Hispanic kind of Latina background was kind of pushed to the side until I got older and my parents could, explain to me, hey, you're not just Indian, you're also.
I think for me, I think sometimes I do kind of, gravitate towards being Native just because I'm more familiar with it and I was, brought up, about my grandpa talking about visiting my native family and just kind of feeling at home when I go back to Nevada, which is where our reservation is. And I never, because my mom, so she's Filipino and Native, and then I have a dad, a biological dad who I've never met. It gets complicated, but he's Mexican, so I was never grown up knowing I wasn't brought up like that. I never spoke Spanish. I had to teach myself Spanish in school. And so it was kind of hard to, relate to other people or kind of, get the jokes that people would say and stuff like that. So, and also, being Filipino, I was brought up in that kind of household as well when I used to live with my grandma. But she never taught us Tagalog. Well, taught me because I was the only one at the time. And I'd always go to my cousin's house, and they would talk to us in Tagalog, but, I never understood it. But, when I talk to other people, I can't really relate to them as much just because I wasn't always in that household all the time. So, but I do identify as all just because I think, I should include all of them because it is who I am. It is my family and my family story.
Yeah, so, any of you want to talk about the trouble experiences of being multiracial, multiethnic?
Yeah, jeez.
I know, where to start?
Yeah.
It's like a whole list of things.
You could make a whole. Anyway, so yeah, growing up, when my grandpa knew the struggle of identifying as Native, so he would always tell me, "Don't be proud of who you are. This is, you're Native, and we're Western Shoshone, that's our tribe, our band is Timok." And so when I was identifying as Native in school, and everyone found out, because my grandpa would tell people too, because people would always wonder, and they would always say inappropriate things, they would say, "Your typical microaggressions and stereotypes," saying, I hope I can say this on a podcast. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so when a lot of white kids would say, "Yeah, so wow, you're Native American, my ancestors murdered your ancestors," and I'm just like,
cringe.
Oh, okay. I didn't really know how to react to that. Or in high school, people would say they didn't believe I was part Asian, and they're like, you don't look Asian, you don't have black hair, you don't get how, like, our families are, you don't know what it means to be Asian, you're not Asian enough. That's I can't tell you how many times I've been told that. Until, like, we did a class presentation on our family, then that's what convinced people that I was really Asian, when they saw my grandma, who was born in Manila. And, I'm trying to think of some other things, too. Oh.
Well, you brought up, like, this whole look like, you need to look like this. So it's like,
yeah.
What does, like, a native, like, Filipino look like? Like, or what does, like, a black Asian look like? Or what does, like, you know, an Indian, Chicano, Latinx look like? What's this look like? What? Like, yeah. I don't understand, like...
They just don't believe me that you can be more than one ethnicity. And I tried explaining that to them, like, no, you're multi-ethnic, or you're just multiracial. Like, I can't, like, you can't say you're part this, part that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just didn't understand that for some reason. It was really frustrating, like, when people would make fun of me, like, for being native, like, just saying so many, like, ignorant things, or all the white kids say, yeah, I'm, like, 2% Native American, I'm Crow, I'm, my grandma, my great-great-grandma was a Cherokee princess, that's not even a thing. You know, like, it was really hurtful just going into Halloween stores and seeing, like, Reservation Princess and stuff like that, and, like, not wanting to burn the whole place down. So, yeah, that's my struggle.
I can
make a book.
Good.
Do you ever get that where, like, oh, you don't look Mexican? Do you ever get that a lot? Like, or, like, you tell folks and then...
People always try to put me in a box, so, like... Yeah, especially at my high school, I would have my Indian friends who'd be like, you're Indian, you're like Punjabi, this is how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have my, like, Hispanic, Latina, Mexican friends who'd be like, no, she's our compa, she's our mano, like, she's not Indian. Like, they would try to, like, separate me, and then I'd always feel like, which one am I? Like,
yeah.
I'm right in the middle, but they would try to, like, be like, no, she's Hispanic, and then they would be like, no, you're Indian. And my parents themselves, like... Growing up, whenever we would go to a function, they would, like, straighten my hair. Because when I had curly hair, I would look hella Hispanic or hella Mexican, and they didn't want their other Indian friends to be like, your little girl's really mixed, like, what's going on there? Because, like, I was the last of four, and they're like, why does she look so Hispanic compared to the others?
Mm-hmm.
So they would straighten my hair, try to make me look more Indian. And then now, like, I... only notice now I have this, like, weird mindset that I only think I look pretty with straight hair. Because when I have my curly hair, I'm like, oh, it's so ugly, like, I can't deal with it. But, like, it's pretty, too. Like, I've gotten compliments about my curly hair, but, like, when I, like, try to, like, compliment myself, I'm like, no, girl, you look good with straight hair only.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, things like that just kind of, like, messed me up for being, like, people don't, like, look at you as multi-ethnical. They just try to put you in, like, their separate boxes.
There's definitely, like, I feel like being, like, you know, we're like, multiracial, multi-ethnic. Like, there's this, like, forced monoracial culture that we live in. Like,
yeah.
You can only be one, which is, like, bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, like, the world's become more mixed these days, but it's like, oh, no, we're still living in this whole, you know, and I'm gonna bring this up later on, but the whole infamous checkbox, where it's just, like, pick one. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely relate to what you're saying. Like, growing up, I always thought I was prettier with straight hair. Like, in elementary school, I would beg my mom to permanently straighten my hair,
mm-hmm.
because all the girls are mostly Asian. They would say prettier, straight hair was prettier. Straight
yeah.
hair is prettier. It looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Western ideal kind
oh.
of, like, and then I thought my curly hair was ugly. I still can't believe to this day that I thought that. And, like, I would straighten my hair in middle school as well, but then I had to chop it when I went to high school, and I actually started loving my hair, because I knew I started to realize it was beautiful. And I think it's so sad how they try to, like, you know, like, hide, like, they don't think, like, at least at that time, people didn't, like, my peers didn't think that curly hair was beautiful, because they would make fun of my hair.
Yeah.
Like, why does your hair look like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, my hair is cute! Like, the back of my pictures, I'm just like, what the heck? Like, and then in high school, it was so hard for me. Like, I felt like an outsider. Well, just because, like, I never found that friend group like you were saying, like, because I think I realized after senior year of high school, when I graduated, that it might have been because I'm multi-ethnic, because in high school you have, you know, everyone's divided into groups. There's, you know, the Filipinos, those weird white kids, and then, like, you know, like, all the ethnic groups are divided into different, yeah. And so, and I never really stayed in a group. I was kind of, I was a loner. Like, I was that kid that, you know, sat by themselves at their locker, like, eating lunch and, like, all the time. And then, like, my friends treated me like shit. And I don't know. I really think it was because I remember I tried hanging out with, like, the Filipino group, and they didn't really accept me because they're like, you know, they would say, like, oh, you're Filipino? And I'm like, yeah, like, it made me doubt myself a little bit, or, like, and I don't know, like, a lot of people think when they see me that I'm Mexican, or they just really don't know, I think because of the hair, like, but even, like, those groups, like, I tried being friends with them, and they still didn't accept me because I didn't speak Spanish, I didn't grow up in a Mexican household, I didn't know all those, like, little jokes that they have, and just, like, having that experience and knowing the traditions and everything, and I don't know, it made me feel like, oh, like, I can't be Mexican, you know, like, and so I'm still, like, you know, insecure about it today, you know, but there's a lot of people who make me feel supported about that, but I definitely think a lot of people, like, my peers put me in a box and make me feel ashamed of, like, identifying as more than one ethnicity, but... Yeah.
I think, did you want to add for something?
I think, like, it makes sense. Like, they're like, oh, we don't know what clique to put her in, so let's just leave her by herself.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of mindset. Like, I kind of had a different experience where I had, like, my friends, like, pulling me apart, being like, why are you hanging out with your Indian group? Like, hang out with us. Or they'd be like, oh, you spend so much time with those people, like, do you identify more with them? Like, are you saying that you're not as Indian as you are? Like, Hispanic or Chicanx, Latinx, and I, like, those were, like, toxic conversations that I just didn't know how to deal with, because I was in high school, like, I was just, like, going through all the high school stuff, and then on top of this, my friends were saying, hey, like, choose between us.
Yeah.
There's definitely, like, I feel like this culture, or, like, this feeling, especially, I feel like, I've kind of noticed when talking to, with multiracial, multi-ethnic folks, like, dealing with, like, not being enough. I feel like that's a big problem that we face, right? You know, especially if you don't really gravitate to one or more sides, like, what it is to be, like, Black, what it is to be Native, what it is, like, to be Asian. You know, especially, like, when you're trying to, like, find that for yourself, right? I think that's extremely hard. Just, like, for me, like, personally, like, my family is a multiracial, multi-ethnic family, but, like, a weird thing is that a taboo subject is race. So it's just like, that makes literally no sense.
Yeah.
So it's just like growing up trying to find out what it is to be a Blasian person, like a Black Asian person, right? I think we all struggle with, like, you know, people telling us, like, you don't look like this, so you can't be this. Or, like, having the feeling, like, I need to portray this type of imagery or, like, be disconnected with my culture for myself to feel apart. So what do you all kind of?
I relate to that most with religion. Because my two sides have very different religions, like Sikhism versus Catholicism. Like, those come from way different perspectives. So it'd always be like, you're not, like, Sikh enough. You're not, you don't know, you don't play enough instruments. I grew up playing four different Sikh instruments, trying to, like, compensate in some way. Like, hey, like, you might think I'm not Punjabi or Sikh enough, but I know these four instruments. And then on my Catholic side, it was just like, singing in the choir and, like, trying to pretend, like, Jesus loves us all. And then, like, growing up with those two religions just made me, like, kind of now, like, step back from religion because I feel like I try to compensate so much in both that I don't even know what I believe in anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, so how do you deal with, like, the whole, like, not being enough?
Oh, yeah. So, I didn't really know how to handle it in high school because I was still a teenager just trying to figure out life. And so, I kind of left it alone for a while. But I think when I went to college, like, I like guilt trip myself, like say like, I'm sorry, when I talk to like people who speak Spanish, like they talk to me in Spanish or they give me a weird look when I'm just like, I have no idea what you're saying. And they're just like, I'm sorry. Like, I always apologize for not being able to speak Spanish. And then I like guilt trip myself. Like, my partner, he's Mexican, and like his family from Mexico, when they come, they only speak Spanish. And so I'm just like, I'm sorry. I wish I could talk to them. Like, I'm getting better at it though. But I always like pump myself down and say like, this is my fault. Like, I should know this. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. I just wish I like grew up speaking Spanish, but I feel like it's also a learning process for me as well. Like, I feel like that's very difficult. And it's just like three ethnicities. There's just so much to take in. Yeah. And like, I feel like I haven't unlocked like every single, like, you know, like knowing everything about, you know, those cultures, you know, like there's so much, I'm so trying to know more about being native, you know, like,
yeah,
specifically my tribe. I mean, I know a lot about just being native in general, but it's like, you know, like just trying to like connect myself with like going to dance classes, because all tribes are different, like the style of dancing and everything, but it's the closest I could get to, since I can't really go to my reservation as much as I want to. But yeah, and like also just like, it's just so much to connect yourself with all.
Yeah, your balance is so like super hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially like if it's like, for me, I know if I'm doing too many things, like especially like here on campus for the African American community, mm-hmm, I want to do more things for the, like, you know, for like the Asian community. But then it's just like, I feel like I never really have time for myself, where I feel like,
yeah,
I don't know, I want to work on, instead of like Black and Asian things, I want to work on like Blasian things, like create my own culture. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, so I'm going to try and work here next semester, and I was thinking doing more programs around being multi-ethnic, just because I feel like a lot of people feel, you know, just like us, and like there could be a way we can celebrate that, you know, like, mm-hmm, like, hey, yeah, I totally relate to that, you know. But yeah, I don't think like we should be like ashamed anymore. Well, at least for me, I want to try and work on that, and that's why I hope to do some sort of like my own thing and try and celebrate that in a way, just because I feel like we aren't really represented as much.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like definitely like we're not well supported, like, you know, it's super hard, like for me here, where it's just like visibly, like people look at me and they're like, oh, you're just Black. Well, okay, at SJSU, and then this, I feel like this is also our problem, where, like, people, they look at you, and they miss, like, identify you racially.
Yeah.
Like, I had a guy, like, especially when I used to be an engineer here on campus, all the time people thought I was, like, Indian, like, all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like, I had a guy speak, like, Indian to me, and I'm, like, not trying to be a dick, but I'm, like, sorry, I have no clue what you're saying. So it's just that, like, because my hair is, like, right now, the shorter my hair is, like, the straighter it is, but, like, the longer it gets, like, the curls, like, kick in. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess, like, visibly, like, depending where I'm at, or, like, I live in the Central Valley, so a lot of people there either think, like, I'm Mexican, or they said, like, you can be Puerto Rican if you spoke Spanish, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, like, but, like, sorry, like, getting back to it, there's definitely not, as like, enough support, like, here, just, like, the black community here on campus support me, but the Asian community, hell no. Did you want to add anything? There's something I want to get to, but yeah, if you want to.
I'm only a freshman here, so I don't know.
You're
about
a freshman?
Yeah. Yeah, this is my first year. Second semester is kicking my ass. That's another story. So I don't really know about support. I kind of, like, I know there's, like, the Sikh Student Association, but I kind of, like, walked away from that because I was like, I don't know how religious or lack of religion maybe. So I'm just gonna, if anyone's listening from SSA, I'm sorry, but I just gotta come from y'all, because I don't want to be like, I don't want to tell the whole story about how I'm mixed, and like everyone's like, oh, how, on which side,
yeah,
with whom, like,
which one you like
happened
more? It's just like,
it's like you need proof of documentation.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it happened in 1890. They're like, what year? And
they're like, are you sure? And you're just like, oh my god.
But yeah, so I don't really know about support because I haven't been really reaching out to the orgs, because I kind of feel like I don't want to go through the whole process of, like, getting accepted, because
yeah,
sometimes they just don't want to accept you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I started off as a freshman, I'm a second year, and I really wanted to join Akbayan, you know, because I heard it was a really popular, like, Filipino club. I mean, you don't have to be Filipino to be in the club, but, you know, and then after I heard you had to pay a fee to be in a club, I was like, okay, no, I'm not paying any fee to be in a club, first of all. I mean, I still wanted to join the club, and I was like, but then I met Michael, you know, Michael Roman,
mm-hmm.
at the, he was tabling for the Native American Student Org, and that was the first thing I was looking for when I came to campus. I'm like, I got to join that club. Mm-hmm. And they have one on campus. So, and then I somehow became the president. And that was stressful because I have to really stay connected with the off-campus Native community and, like, you know, make sure, like, I don't know, it's, I'm like my own support sometimes. Like, I have to be that club to support others, and it's really hard, you know, mm-hmm. finding those people. But I think I get more support off campus just because there's only a limited amount of natives who are on campus, and I have friends with people who are in the club, but, you know, like, I think the dance class that I go to is, like, my biggest support, honestly, like, just being able to, like, kind of, like, it's, like, my healing every week, and I haven't gone, this is, like, first time I've gone in the month, but I feel like I found, like, a really good connection in San Jose, luckily. I think, I don't know if I'd be able to find that anywhere else.
What would multi-ethnic support look like?
Sorry?
What would multiracial, multi-ethnic, like, sport look like?
Sport?
Support. Sorry.
Oh. I don't know. Like, I think just...
No, no, it's
don't
tough.
Use those microaggressions, like, language. You know, talking about language. When you talk to us, don't make it, like we all said, don't put us in a box, you know, mm-hmm. just make sure, like, you're open-minded to what we're seeing, our experiences, and, like, don't ask, what are you, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah, we should talk about that, too.
Like, the human brain, like, it makes split judgments. As soon as you see a person, like,
mm-hmm.
you judge them, no matter, like,
yeah.
you can't stop that. But, like, if people would take a step back after they made their, like, first judgment and just be like, I can be more accepting, I can, like, look at a person more than just, like, one, like, more than one dimensional. Like, everyone has their, like, different sides to them,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like we all try to hide those sides and be, like, this one-dimensional person so we
yeah.
can be easy to understand,
mm-hmm.
and we need to stop that, and then other people need to stop, like, looking at them as well.
Yeah, because that's why we feel like we have to erase, you know, some of part of us and then just keep one, like, to make it simple for people,
mm-hmm.
because that's as much as they could understand, you know? Like, there's times when I'm like, I'm Mexican, okay? Like, I
yeah.
just don't want to explain to people sometimes, or, you know, they're like, wait, so, you know, so you're on a reservation, and I'm just or like, okay, I hate this. I'm gonna jump into this.
Oh.
So, people will ask me, "What are you?" And I'm just like, "Okay, well, I'm." I would tell them, you know, my ethnic background, like, or where are you from? They just assume I'm from some exotic place,
oh.
and I'm just like, "I'm from San Francisco," and they're like, "No, I mean,
like
where
are
you
from?"
Yeah, and I'm like, "I was born and raised in San Francisco." And they're like, "Okay, so where's your mom from?" She was born and raised in San Francisco. They're like, "Wait, does she speak English?" And I'm like, "Yeah, she speaks English." Or they'll say, "You speak perfect English." And I'm like,
"Oh, gosh.
That's my only language." As much as I'd like to speak Spanish or Tagalog, you know, like, yeah, and then I'd have to kind of explain the background story because they're just, like, giving me this face, like, they're so confused, like, it's a math problem or something.
Exactly.
And so I'd have to give, like, I'm fine with telling them about my real dad, like, I don't care, but it's, like, you know, it's annoying sometimes, like, when you have to explain, like, they don't believe you, or, like, I don't know, or they try, it's like a guessing game for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I even, like, say, yeah, what do you think I am? I just go along with it, and I've gotten, like, Egyptian, I've gotten Colombian,
yeah.
or, like, someone thought I was black, I think it was my hair. I was just like, you've known me for 3 years.
That's worse.
And I'm just like, okay, whatever. So, yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
I think definitely we go through a lot of, like, microaggression and jokes. Like, one, like, I hear a lot, not particularly towards me, just in general, multiracial, multiethnic people. It's like, you're going to have cute babies. And it's just like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
like,
my God.
Yeah. Like, we get that, like, all the time. It's just like,
where are these babies coming from?
Exactly.
Or, I wonder what your babies are going to look like. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my God,
what's wrong with
you?
Like, we're
I can relate to that, like, trying to simplify it for people.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of assess the person who's asking, and I'm like, what do they want to hear? Like, it shouldn't be what they want to hear, but, like, I just want the conversation to be over at that
yeah.
point. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm Indian. Like, sometimes I'll have my gara on, so that's, like, a religious bangle with the Sikh people, and I'll just be like, yeah, I'm Indian, like, I have this. Or, like, if I have my cross on, I'll be like, yeah, I'm like, Chicanas Latinx, like, Don't hate me for it, but, like, symbolism is, like, the easiest way for people to just be like, oh, that's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when people, like, you know, ask you, like, what are you, or, like, and it's just, like, for me, it's just, like, oh, gosh, like, I'm a human being, first of all. And, like, I don't know why I have to explain that first. And then, like, when I try to explain to them, like, being multiracial, authentic, like, being Black and Asian, they kind of, like you said earlier, like, that dumbfound look. So I would be, like, Tiger Woods. And they're like, oh, I know Tiger Woods. Like, I'm just like, I shouldn't have to use another person. Like, I'm like Michael. Like, that's who you should be, like, focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that always becomes, like, at least, not recently, but when I was in high school, that was what the conversation would be. I'm just like, yeah, my day was great, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, like, cool. And yeah, I just think that was basically one of the only conversations people would have with me. Just because, well, yeah, because I said I was a loner. And it was just weird. And then people would, like, comment, have their own comments about that. And it was just annoying. And that's kind of why, like, I kind of, like, stuck to one or two. Just because, like, you know, I didn't have the energy to, like, explain everything. It's like, I don't want to talk to you. I know you're going to ask. I know
yeah.
you're going to say something.
You could see them coming.
Yeah, or I remember I was sitting in my stats class, and there was, like, really ignorant, like, white guy I hated so much named Anthony, and he was like, you know, like, you would be the perfect role for a Cleopatra. And I'm like,
oh.
I'm like, is this because I'm wearing eyeliner? Like, and he's like, no. I'm just saying, like, your features. And I'm like, you do know I'm not Egyptian, right? And he's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like,
you did it. You didn't know.
What is the reason?
And then since we're all like multiracial, multi people of color, like, how do you feel like there's this, like, I don't know what to call this, like, this trend or this movement where, like, you're only considered multiracial, multi-ethnic if you're mixed with white. So, like, so one of your parents is white and the other one's, like, a person of color. Like, how do you all feel about that? Where, like, because, like, there's been times, like, I've been told, oh, no, you're just a person of color. Like, you're not multiracial, multi-ethnic because you're not mixed with white.
What?
Yeah. That's, like, a thing that's going on. Like, yeah.
This is the first time
you
hear it, so.
Yeah, I'm really into, like, multiracial, multi-ethnic, like, culture, like, mixed couples, like, I'm really, like, fascinated, like, into that, but, like, that is a thing going around where it's just that, like, there's a lack of representation for multiracial, multiethnic people, and when we do get representation, it's usually some multiracial, multiethnic person that's mixed with white.
Like, Aladdin, I'm not even gonna watch that movie. Like, it looked good at first, and then I saw that they always try, like, whenever they try to be, like, diverse, like, it's supposed to be a woman of color, right?
Right.
And they made it so she's half Indian and half white, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like,
right.
Yeah, but I can't really speak, because I'm not half white, but I have a stepdad who's white. Like, I was, like, kind of raised, like, in a whitewashed household a little bit. So, it's, like, awkward or, like, when I go to, or like when my parents went to parent-teacher conference or something like that, mm-hmm. or like events that where my peers would see my dad and my siblings, like, wait, I thought your dad was Mexican. And I'm like, I told you I don't know my dad. I told you I had a stepdad. Mm-hmm. Like, they get all confused, and they're like, so you are white? I'm like, no, that's my stepdad. Like, mm-hmm. and he's like, yeah, or like, I would say, because my siblings are technically my half-siblings, but I don't treat them as my half-siblings. Like, they're my full siblings. So, you know, and I call my stepdad my dad, you know, because he, that's his role, you know. And they get confused. They'd be like, oh, wait, that's your stepdad. So why are you calling him your dad? Or, like, those are your half-siblings. Why are you, like, acting like they're your full siblings? I'm like, well, I've grown up with them. I'm their older sister. It's like, it's just weird, you know? Like, yeah. They try to assume, like, you know, like, your family, like, background and everything, but it's, I don't know. Sorry if I got off topic.
No.
I mean, I guess I'm a part white, because I do identify as Hispanic as well, so part of my family colonized the other part of my family. That's a joke that I've been telling since I was like 5. that's the easiest way to tell the history. Like, right. Part of my family colonized my family, and that's why I'm mixed. Like, and then, like, the Latina part came later. So I don't know how I feel about people saying that only multiracial people
are white.
But I guess I qualify in a weird, messed up way.
Because, like, I've noticed when there is mixed race couples, like, in commercials, it's usually the white man and then, like, the woman of color. So it's like this, like, I don't know, I feel like it sends this message where it's just, like, this white man, like, or, like, yeah, this white man taking over a woman of color's body. So
like
it's just
a white savior, like.
Exactly.
It annoys me. I'm just like, there is a possibility of there not being a white guy or white girl at all, you know? Like, why do you feel the need to do that? Like, the media is just so, like, white, at least, or films are so whitewashed, you know, and I feel, they're like, no, we can't have two people of color, or two multiracial people, that's not, I don't know what is going through their head, but it's like, in most spaces, at least here, there's a lot of diversity, you know, like, that's normal, at least for me, you know, because I grew up in a very diverse place, so, you know, when they feel the need to, there has to be a white person, or, like, you have this, like, team of superheroes. There always has to be that white person as the main character. Or, like, at least now in TV shows now. But I noticed that in TV shows when we were kids, there was more, like, diverse, like, the characters were all of different ethnic backgrounds. Like, or it was just one family, like, one black family. One, like, they didn't feel the need to have, like, okay, the white person is the main character, you know, there has to be a white friend, you know, but now, like, it's like they changed it, it's like they went in reverse, and they're back to, like, Western ideology, and there has to be, it has to all be just white characters, and I'm just like, you were doing so good, and then you just fucked it up.
I think it, like, definitely kind of, like, shows that, like, in societies, like, especially with interracial couples, like, earlier mentioning, like, I'm, like, fascinated, like, right, so, like, the most popular interracial couple you'll see in, like, the world is, like, white man, Asian female. Second, black man, like, white woman, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's this really focus where it's just, like, especially, like, when dating, no matter what sexuality, like, you are, like, whiteness is, like, where, like, we need to go. Kind of going back to earlier in the conversation about the hair, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah,
and
so.
Skin tone.
Yep. Yeah. So, like, the more Eurocentric you are, so having straight hair, the more fair skin you are, the more privilege you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. I was always told not to tan too much.
Yeah.
Because, like, my family was like, on both sides, you got more than enough melanin. So if I spend, like, an hour in the sun, I'll get pretty brown already. So my parents would always, like, my mom would be like, come back inside, like, you're brown enough. Like, we want to keep you as fair as possible. So I definitely relate to that. Like, let's, like, keep towards those, like being as close to, like, white Western is best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, like, my mom was never like that. Like, she never, like, was like, yeah, I think our, it's, like, my grandma's sister, because that's the house, like, that we would go to, like, it was my cousin's house. She didn't like us playing outside for too long, because we always liked to go outside and, like, like, go on an adventure, go to the park or something like that, and, like, she would always be like, okay, come back inside, and I'm just like, wait, I never understood why, and then, I remember, like, she would say, like, you know, or it was my cousin's mom, which is like, no, we just don't want you to get too dark, you know? And I'm like, you know, I didn't really understand. I never thought about it, you know, like, when I was little. Because you don't really think about that kind of stuff
until
you're older. But, yeah, and I just, I don't know, I think it's the whole West, like, thinking that you need to be, you know, lighter skinned, like, that has really poisoned other countries as well. Like, when my friend told me that she went to the Philippines, she's Filipino, Black, and Samoan, I think. And she has darker skin than her cousins who went. And so, like, I think they were visiting family, but they had a bunch of neighbors. And they didn't really, like, treat her very well because she was darker. And I was like, really? That happened? She's like, yeah. And, like, all the guys had a crush on my cousin Ainsley, who's fair-skinned. And so I was like, wow, it's really, like, a universal thing.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess, did anyone want to bring anything else wrapping up?
I mean, I just have a message, like, if you are multiracial and you're not, like, part white, like, don't let other people say you're not multi-ethnic, because you are. Like, it doesn't matter what popular culture says, like, they're often wrong, because I identify as multi-ethnic, multiracial, even if I do have a white side to me. Like, I don't really embrace that part as much as maybe I should have, but I think that anyone who wants that support should first find that support in themselves.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally, like, agree that, like, like, just using myself, like, for example, like, I'm not gonna let anyone, like, Black tell me, like, I'm not Black enough, or anyone's Asian, I'm not Asian enough, or, like, just anyone in general, like, I am who I am, like, I'm, like, Michael Aaron Ladson, like, Blazing Extraordinaire, like, you're not gonna tell me what I can and can't do.
Yeah, and, for anyone who's hearing this, that is multi-ethnic, multi-racial, don't ever think that you need to be ashamed or put yourself down or think that you need to be held accountable for not speaking your native language or your other languages or knowing the norms of your traditions or, you know, understanding those jokes, because it's not your fault, you know, like, you weren't raised that way or it was taken from your family, you know, like, my, like I've told you before, like, my grandpa, like, his first language was Shoshone, and, like, he was forced into Indian boarding school, you know, like, America has really erased a lot of people's, like, culture, that was their thing, you know, like, it's not your fault, and if it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't know how to speak that language then, you know, and, yeah, but don't ever hold, we shouldn't ever hold ourselves accountable, like, even though that people may not understand it, like, you are who you are, like, this is how you're here right now, and, like, if it weren't for that, then, you know, yeah, but, it is really difficult to find out who you are, what it means to be multi-ethnic, multiracial, and it's, I think it's one of the hardest things I've ever really gone through, and finding myself, and understanding who I am, you know.
Just, like, the parents can't relate because each of themselves are usually monoracial in their case.
Yeah, like, my stepdad can't help me because he's like, I don't know, you know. And then my mom, she's just very whitewashed, so I had to figure everything out myself, you know. I had to, like, go find that support off campus. I had to talk to people or, like, you know, but, you know, I just want to tell people not to put themselves, like, feel like they're alone, you know, because there are other people who do feel like this, and you are who you are. You can't, no one can take that away from you.
So I want to thank the listeners for listening to this, another segment on Mosaic Station.
Listen carefully.